News Talk 1620 WTAW, time for an update from United Way of the Brazos Valley. Allison Prince on hand with another guest.
Absolutely. So it is definitely campaign season, but it's also a great time for us to highlight our partners in the community, and that's what campaign's all about. It's all about working together to raise funds, to invest, to then impact our community together, and that's what our partners really are able to do, is we work together on collective goals, and one of those organizations that's working on those goals is the prenatal clinic. And we've been working with them for many years, and today I have Lynn Yeager, the executive director of the prenatal clinic here, and she's going to tell us a little bit about what they've got going on with the prenatal clinic right now.
And Lynn, I heard you and Allison talk about anniversary year this year for the prenatal clinic.
It is an anniversary this year for the prenatal clinic. We're celebrating our 30th year, and we've decided to kind of stretch that celebration out for an entire year. So we are taking every opportunity, and we appreciate this time to come and share our story. We always get excited when we can tell people about the work that we do. 30 years is a long time to provide prenatal care to low-income women in our community. That means that lots of women have received care that they would not maybe have the opportunity to receive otherwise. So it's an exciting place. We are kind of an unusual nonprofit. Lots of times nonprofits deal with very tragic situations, and ours is a very happy place. When you see babies walk down your hall and they're, they don't walk down. Their moms walk down in that carrier, and they're healthy, and she's healthy, and this family has started off on a new chapter in their lives. It really is just a very heartwarming place to be. So we have partnered with the United Way for many, many years, and this year we're excited about the collaboration that our project and our grant proposal was with Scotty's House. So it's a collaboration to prevent child abuse before it starts, obviously. So we are doing some education modules with our patients. Just really, if you think about refrigerator tips, that these will be short, less than 5-minute education modules, but that every time a patient comes to their visit, they get a tip. It may be how to sleep your baby, make sure they're on their back, if there's changes in those, because, you know, these women are getting information from their moms who had their baby sleep on their tummy. And so just simple tips like that, but that it's something that's reinforced every time.
Some statistical information about how many clients that you serve maybe on an average in a given year, and the other types of services that
are
provided.
We will serve our 20,000th patient this year, coming very, very, very close to it. So we're hoping by December the 31st, she arrives, but that means we see about 600 new patients, 550 to 600 new patients every year, and that's close to 6,000 office visits every year that we are able to provide to prevent women from delivering at the hospital and never having seen a doctor.
Is it a well-kept secret after 30 years of the clinic?
Well,
how does the word spread that y'all are around?
Well, unfortunately, nobody wants to be the best-kept secret, but sometimes it amazes me that after 30 years, people say, I didn't know we had this type of a clinic. So opportunities to come on to shows such as yours, programs such as yours, get information out in the media. And, you know, it is really word of mouth. The culture that we are in now is that it's word of mouth. It's social media. It's getting in front of people and telling your story. So this is what we try to do every opportunity we can to get out and share the information about the clinic.
And does it begin when a woman first recognizes she's pregnant, then that you guys want to get involved?
Absolutely. Early entry to care is critical to making sure that there is a healthy pregnancy, that should there be issues that need to be addressed, we can get to those early, get them resolved so that there is not something that's surprising when they go to delivery. So we will see a patient before they have a means of payment. We do accept Medicaid and CHIP perinatal reimbursement, and we will help our patients with those applications and any other applications or resources that they may need to make sure if they need food, if they need clothing, if they need additional help. If they are looking to complete their GED, we have resources. We don't do that there, but we have a network of resources, many of those through the United Way.
I was just going to bring that up. This is another positive of working with the United Way, because you network with the other agencies.
Absolutely. We depend upon each other. We rely upon each other. We share information in between about opportunities and the programs that we have, so that if we have a client or someone has a client that needs prenatal clinic, they can refer them to us. And we just have this really nice network of resources.
If someone needs to contact you, because this is the first time they're aware that the prenatal clinic exists, how do they find you?
Well, we're located on Texas Avenue, 3370 South Texas Avenue in Bryan, which is right at the bus depot, a convenient first stop on the bus run. Our telephone number is 979-595-1780, and we would be delighted to provide information and help that we can to anyone who needs it.
And going back around full circle to the 30th anniversary year, any special events that are being planned for that?
Well, believe it or not, we're already gearing up for our 2017 You're the Tops Luncheon. So we are deep in plans with that, and we will be having information coming out about that shortly. We're in contacting sponsors, so we are always looking for people who want to support our mission, and we'd be happy to give you information as to how you can do that.
All right, very good. Allison, again, highlighting the fact that United Way has this group of agencies that support each other as well as support the patrons of the Brazos Valley.
Yeah, it's something that we like to say around United Way is we never do things by ourselves. Like, we're just social creatures, I guess, but also it's a lot more fun to work together, but it's a lot more effective. When we collaborate together, we're able to get deeper into issues. We're not just sitting on that surface level of just providing prenatal care. Not that I am downplaying the importance of prenatal care, but when you're able to talk with someone about prenatal care and those other things and then provide the accurate connection for them, you get such a deeper outcome with that client than just stopping at prenatal care. Again, even though prenatal care is really important. This is a great example of United Way starting with babies. I mean, we work with people across the spectrum of life, from birth, from cradle to career, and really everything in between. And then this is another also great example of organizations just saying, we're going to do things a little bit differently, and we're going to try and address a community issue in a new and different way. And that's why I asked Lynn to kind of highlight shortly a little bit about her partnership with Scotty's House, because these are two organizations who provide two very different services in our community, but they realize that there could be some opportunity for prevention of overlapping of clients. So providing child abuse prevention before the baby's even born, let's stop the problem from ever happening, as opposed to let's waiting until it happens in the long run. So I think it's a really amazing example of how United Way is working in our community and encouraging organizations to work differently in this community as well. And we're really pleased to have them on board again this year.
Again, more information about United Way of the Brazos Valley, uwbv.org, social media and website information for the prenatal clinic.
Yes, it's bcsprenatal.org.
Very good. Again, Lynn Yeager at the prenatal clinic, Allison Prince, United Way of the Brazos Valley with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.